This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. United Nations inspectors are making their way toward Ukraine's Zaporizhzhia's nuclear power plant. Theirs is a long-anticipated mission the world hopes will help secure the Russian-held facility in the middle of a war zone and avoid catastrophe. Underscoring the danger, Kyiv and Moscow again accused each other on Wednesday of attacking the area around Europe's biggest nuclear plant. In recent days, the plant was temporarily knocked offline because of fire damage to a transmission line. That heightened fears that fighting could lead to massive radiation leaks or even a reactor meltdown. The risks are so severe that officials have begun distributing anti-radiation iodine tablets to nearby residents. FBI cyber experts from the U.S. are heading to Montenegro to investigate a massive and coordinated attack on the tiny Balkan nation's government and its services, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Last weekend, Montenegro's Agency for National Security said the country was under a hybrid war at the moment, blaming the attack squarely on Russia, though without providing evidence. Officials say Russia has a strong motive because the Balkan state, once considered an ally, joined NATO in 2017, despite strong opposition from the Kremlin. It has also joined Western recent sanctions against Moscow. Other Eastern European states deemed enemies of Russia have recently also sustained cyber attacks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Find more on these stories and the rest of today's news on our website, voanews.com, or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. A long-awaited report from the UN Human Rights Office says China's discriminatory detention of Uyghurs and other mostly Muslim ethnic groups in the western region of Xinjiang may constitute crimes against humanity. The report released Wednesday calls for an urgent international response over allegations of torture and other rights violations in Beijing's campaign to root out terrorism in Xinjiang. UN Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet brushed aside China's vocal calls for her office not to release the report, which was months in the making. Beijing contends the report is part of a Western campaign to smear China's reputation. Residents in southern Pakistan used sandbags to shield their homes from surging floodwaters that inundated a major highway on Wednesday. As global aid began arriving with food, medicine, and tents to help alleviate a major national disaster, abnormal heavy monsoon rains and melting glaciers triggered floods that have submerged a third of the country and killed nearly 1,200 people, including 400 children. The United Nations has appealed for $160 million to help with what it calls an unprecedented climate catastrophe. Will a popular K-pop boy band have to trade their suits for soldiers' uniforms? AP Entertainment correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel has that story.
Should K-pop bands be allowed to skip military service, even though it's mandatory? It's a question the South Korean government is now considering, and the public might help decide the matter. The Seoul government says it may conduct a public survey to decide whether to grant exemptions to members of the boy band BTS. The issue is a big deal now because the oldest member of BTS, Jin, faces enlistment in December when he turns 30. South Korean officials say they will consider factors like whether the economic impact of BTS might let them slide when it comes to suiting up for the military. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Recapping our top story, United Nations inspectors are making their way toward Ukraine's Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. Theirs is a long-anticipated mission the world hopes will help secure the Russian-held facility in the middle of a war zone and avoid catastrophe. Underscoring the danger, Kyiv and Moscow again accused each other on Wednesday of attacking the area around Europe's biggest nuclear plant. In recent days, the plant was temporarily knocked offline because of fire damage to a transmission line. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA